We haven't heard anything like that. So then the question is, why are they being released? Are they being released as a reserve army of political foot soldiers to act on behalf of MAGA and Donald Trump? And I think that's what's so profoundly troubling to a majority of the American people who rejected the idea of freeing at least the violent criminals and the ones who are convicted of seditious conspiracy, which means conspiracy to overthrow the government.
That's Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin doing the impossible and saying something so insane that it makes the political hacks on CNN look normal by comparison. Welcome to NERK News, I'm Nurkish, and it looks like with looming layoffs around the corner, the establishment media shills at CNN have decided to go all in on wall-to-wall coverage of J6 hysteria, including unfounded conspiracy theories from sitting U.S. congressmen. Because after all, when you're a major news network and want to appear objective while ginning up viewers and avoiding lawsuits, just have a guest come on and make wild speculations for you.
Yeah, well, look, people are given pardons, as the senator points out, under the basically unlimited executive discretion of the president. But the question is why. Pardons have generally been used when people are actually innocent or there was some procedural miscarriage of justice. And nobody's claiming that these people were innocent. We got them on tape, you know, hitting the police officers over the head with pipes and bats and Confederate battle flags. And all of that's been established. Most of them pled guilty. The others have been convicted. There was no procedural miscarriage of justice. On the contrary, they've had every benefit of due process. So pardons in that case are reserved for people who are reformed, people who are rehabilitated and no longer constitute a threat to public safety. So that's what's missing in this conversation. If President Trump had come forward and said, we've spoken to these people. They are not going to be attacking police officers in the future the way that they bloodied and wounded and hospitalized 140 of them in Washington, D.C. They are not going to be attacking the rule of law and democratic institutions. They are not going to be interrupting the peaceful transfer of power, and they're not going to be a threat to their communities.
You know, it's a little insane to watch Democrats complain about pardons after what Joe Biden just did. I mean, as Mark Wayne Mullen just pointed out to Aaron Burnett, not only did Biden break his word and pardon his son in a very suspicious way, he also commuted the sentences of 37 murderers, one who killed two FBI agents and the other who beat an officer to death with a hammer. But of course, none of that matters to CNN because they're shameless political operatives doing the bidding of their masters. Just look at how pathetic Jim Acosta is in this interview when a Republican representative won't take his J6 bait.
Whatever happened, they ought to be in jail. If they broke the law, they ought to be in jail.
Okay,
you know, you spring this stuff on me. I don't know. I haven't seen the tapes of these individuals of what
they happened
did.
To back the blue? What happened to backing police officers? Your party has said time and again, we back the blue. It sounds like you let down the blue. You're betraying the blue.
Jim, why don't you just give an editorial and not let me come on? Look, what happened in the last 4 years with police? What happened with all the riots that took place all across the country? Police officers were murdered. Courthouses were burned. Over 22 police cars were burned. Yet no one went to jail for that. Where's your crocodile tears for that?
You're engaging in a game of whataboutism. People were prosecuted after those
riots. Every day, all you've done
is what we're doing at CNN. We didn't storm the Capitol. These people did. And President Trump let them out of jail. Why not just say, you were wrong, Mr. President? Say it. Why can't you say it?
Gee, it's no wonder Acosta is threatening to quit after getting demoted to the graveyard slot at CNN. The fact of the matter here is that Raskin and the MPCs and legacy media are acting like there's some formal requirement for granting these pardons, when in reality there isn't. They can be because the original sentence was overly harsh, or the person has been shown to be rehabilitated, or just as a political or symbolic gesture. But one thing is for sure, they certainly aren't to build a sleeper cell army of miscellaneous people who wandered around the Capitol. I mean, call me crazy, but I don't think a lot of those people would be too effective as soldiers. Besides, if Democrats are worried about that kind of stuff, I'd suggest they look at the unvetted flood of military-aged men Biden and Harris let pour into the country for the last 4 years, which coincidentally is exactly what Trump's been doing since day one. But let me know what you think. Why'd Trump make this pardon? Was Was it a political gesture, a response to unfair sentencing, or to build a super secret army? Let me know in the comments, and if you enjoyed this video, please give it a like and subscribe to the channel. This stuff really does help us out. Until then, this has been Nerk News. Thanks for watching. Bye!